As soon as we get a third person, we can start.
Does a third person mean we have a
quorum?
Quorum?
Yes.
Three people?
Yes. That's all that's required for nonprofit. And because we don't have 10 people, it's there's David. Three is all that we're required for a quorum. So, and I'm already recording, so we can start. It's 6:55.
You're calling the meeting session?
Yes. Alexis and Kenya, but Kenya hasn't, you know, she hasn't shown up the last two times.
So we
have David, myself, and Dean Ranch. Now, the minutes from the last board meeting, I mean, we can review them, we can go over them, but they're recorded. I mean, the audio is on our website. I do have a video also. I don't post the video simply because that takes up too much web space, even on our website. Okay. But I do have it. And so it's kind of hard to make an error where the meeting is recorded. So we'll assume that the recording and the recording is in full is correct. The financial report. We're actually doing very well. I looked today to see how much we collected in assessments. We have $17,308 thus far, plus about another $1,000, a little less than that, but about another $1,000 from three houses that have sold. I believe it's three. There's two that are right now that, according to the title companies, have been sold, but I haven't received the checks, and each check is $350. That's how much we charge for the resale certificate. So
that house on Kennard, did it sell?
Yes. One on Kennard and one on Mahoney, but I don't think they had a sign out. 9114 Mahoney, I believe that was the address. And then someone else called me today, and supposedly there's also a house that sold on Jason, and they wanted some information, but I'll have to wait and see if a title company contacts us.
I wonder if that's the one across from Dave Hernandez.
I believe that's Eddie.
Some people bought it and they fixed it up.
No, that's the one that's Keddie's Corner. The one that's right across from David, in fact, the yard already, the weeds are fairly high. I think this is, I believe they said 8603, but you know, I'm not really sure until we get
That'd
a check.
The corner. That would be the corner of Jason and Gessner.
Yes. I believe they said 8603.
Oh, okay.
But until we get a check, you know, nothing is final. We're at 350. We're 450 is the maximum that the state allows us to charge for a resale certificate. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be provided, but because I keep all of that handy, it's not a, you know, it's just basically add them to an email and send it to them. So it's fairly easy. The filling in of the resale certificate, because I have a Adobe Acrobat, the pro version, you know, I can write on the document and I can add whatever I need to add to it. So that's fairly easy for me to do also. You know, if you were doing it by hand, of course, a lot of that would be very time consuming. I did order cartridges for my printer so that we can start doing mailers every other month. We talked about it and I looked at it, I said, okay, I can order cartridges. I've been printing for 2 years and I have a little bit more than half on the cartridges. I was hesitant because cartridges are pretty expensive, I'll be honest with you. It was $400 and some odd for the 4 cartridges. But we'll be able to do 2 newsletters a week. The bags that we put them in are not that expensive. I order those from Amazon. So we'll go to 2 months. I've also sent out a total of 7 letters to people that are behind on their assessments. I'm going to wait maybe another 2 weeks, a week and a half, to make sure that everybody received it. And the way that works is you send out a certified letter. We did get 2 of those back, but the first class letters didn't come back. See, you send out 2. You send out a certified and first class. Because if the first class doesn't come back, that means it got to where it's supposed to go. And so next month I'll be handing out, one person did pay, they paid $1,000. So once, next month I'll be handing out the other ones to the attorney and, tell them to start filing a suit against the, those persons. You know, once that happens, I'm going to put it on the newsletter and email and tell people that, you know, we started filing lawsuits, and as some are settled, you know, we're going to start filing more lawsuits until, collections go up. And actually, we're doing fairly well with the ones that are behind more than 3 years. The ones that are 1 year behind, are probably the vast majority that haven't paid. And we have a few that are 2 years behind, but the vast majority are people that just haven't paid for this year. But I just had one person call me today and they said they would drop off a check here tomorrow. So, sending out second letters, it reminds people that they get used to getting that second letter, and it's not required. You know, it's just like the property taxes. They send out 1, and whether you get it or not, people know or should know that the assessments are due.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an argument for them to say that, I didn't get a letter. It doesn't matter. You know, they know that assessments are due every year. Just like your property taxes. You know, you can, if you owe property taxes, you can tell them, well, I didn't get a letter. It doesn't matter.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's no excuse. Now, obviously we tried Google Meet. Didn't work quite so well. But it didn't actually cost us any money because we had to buy additional memory. You know, we've had that Google account, the Gmail account for I don't know how many years, and it was almost full. And the cheapest you can buy this plan, at least that they showed us, was 2 T's from Google, and that cost $100 $10 a month or or $100 a year, or 99 something. I paid for the yearly one. And I thought maybe we could save money on if the Google Meet would work, but it does work, but it's just like Zoom. Most people already have the app. You also have to kind of sign up to a Gmail account to be able to get in. So we'll stick to Zoom. we didn't lose money on Gmail because we needed the extra storage anyhow. And I know how to work Zoom better than I do the Google Meet.
Can I say something?
We're going to stick with Google Meet.
Yes. In fact, it wasn't, the payment wasn't due until July, so I went ahead and just renewed it. Yes, David?
I'm sorry, David, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I've used Google Meet before for interviews, so I was surprised that I couldn't get it to work this time. I don't understand.
I don't, you know, I'm not sure either, because normally Google Meet is, you set the meeting and you do it immediately. I don't know if by setting it in the future or something, how that's affected. But Zoom works. Almost everybody is used to Zoom, so it's... You know, on the flags, you'll get a few people, Gene, that'll put up the flag, but not many. That, you know, remember we talked about it, I said we did that 1 year also, and you saw a few houses with the flag. You know, I put my flag up, although I've made a wooden U.S. flag and a Texas flag to stay up all the time, but you'll be surprised how many people... They'll keep the flags, but they won't put them out in the yard.
I've seen in different neighborhoods a lot bigger flags. Do you know how they get those?
I imagine you buy them. I mean, they do sell bigger ones.
Yeah, I bought mine at Lowe's. And I keep them all the time.
By bigger, you mean...
Not huge, but like, say, a foot long instead of...
I think this was 8 inches
or whatever.
They do sell them that are bigger, and if you want to, next year we can try that. You know.
Well, I heard that you can get them from like a realtor. That sometimes realtors that work the neighborhood will provide them. I'm going to ask a friend of mine. Her neighborhood always has them. Maybe once you get them, you just. Well, that would be a hassle. I was going to say, maybe you just store them and then put them out again, but that would be a lot of work.
That's for every house.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are funny. They may or may not do that. In fact, you'd be surprised, even on the newsletter, because I talk to quite a few people, although not as much as I used to, but you'd be surprised how many people don't even read the newsletter. Or if there's one of them may read it in the house and the other doesn't. Mm. And they don't tell each other what's happening. So, pretty much that, you know, we have to meet 4 times a year and we have to have a meeting. But this is the time to ask questions, you know, which direction, which you want us to go. We got to have the next meeting. We'll vote on the assessments for next year, because late October or November, the next assessment letter will go out. And so the Stripe has worked very good. I haven't taken it down. The only thing that it's not doing is not sending out a second receipt to people. But as soon as you pay, it gives you a receipt right there on the screen. So they do get a receipt, and I've had maybe 2 or 3 people call me, and I let them know that the payment went through. The only one that we've had a little problem with are the Cash App, something like that, for I'm not sure how that works, but it's something like a Cash App where they pay. I think I've had 2 where for some reason their payments were not accepted. But also, if the zip codes on credit cards don't match, they usually will reject them. Mm-hmm. And that's in order to prevent fraud. But overall, we've done pretty good. I like it because it gives me email addresses. If somebody says that they paid, it's easy for me to go there and find out and look to see if they paid it. So it works. It works very well. You know, we're paying for it. We do pay, in addition to the yearly charge, and I forgot exactly how much it is. It's not that much. They also take 3%, which is what most credit card companies take. The fee. So we get a little less than the $51.50, but it's a lot less work. I'll be honest with you.
I have a question. Do you know if the people that are redoing the streets are going to repaint that red line that, like on Gessner, so that people will know that they can't park right there? Do you know anything about that?
They probably won't, because the city, we're really not supposed to be able to paint the curbs. When Council Member Lester was our council member, the city authorized us to paint one site. Both sites were painted. If we want to have it painted, it's also very expensive. I'll be honest with you, it's very expensive for those curbs to be painted properly. Are we having a problem with people parking too close to the street? On the stop sign side and on the opposite side, there's actually two different state laws and city, because the city has adopted the state law as to the how far away from the street you're supposed to park. On the stop sign, if I remember correctly, it's like 30 feet. On the opposite side, it's 20 feet from the crosswalk or the sidewalk. So you can actually park closer on that side. The way they were painted were 30 feet on each side. But the city doesn't enforce that, no parking there. So, we could ask the city for no parking signs, but they normally tell you no, because signs are very expensive.
What about the no parking on the grass? Because I got a email from Paul Young, because I had reported a person over on, I think it's on Reamer, that was always parking on the grass. And then he said something about how we had to sign up for that. And I think I texted you saying I thought we had signed up for that. You know what?
We are. And I talked to Paul. And he knew that. I mean, because I kept their office appraised of that. The problem is that the police officers that they're paying, they're not doing anything about it. You know, and I don't know what to do. We had great success with the storefront, the Golfton storefront, but the District J patrol, no. In fact, I've reported some things. They don't even show up as being reported.
Hmm.
So, and the last meeting I went to the District J patrol, where basically the police officers were there. The last one was actually a Zoom meeting. They didn't even allow us to ask questions. So, we can't say anything. So basically all they're doing is hearing from the police officers what a great job they're doing. Well, they may be doing a great job somewhere, but I can tell you right now that here in Robindale, they're not, because I forgot her name. I can't think of her name.
I thought you said that.
The president of the Robindale Civic Club is also having problems with them. And so, and in fact, I just turned in that car that has been on shadow press for over a month, that's wrecked at 86. 10 Shadow, I believe it's 86, tan shuttle craft.
You know, I know which one you mean. I think I know which one you mean, but it's on the other side of Braeburn Glen. But Carol told me that somebody drives that car. It's got a broken window and the front is all messed up. She said that person lives in that one of those two houses right there. Because I turned that one in also. Kind of a goldish looking car.
No license plate, no bumper. Well, there's actually two like that.
Oh.
There's two Shuttlecrest like that, so I'm not sure which one you're talking about. There is one closer to Mahoney that seems to move, but the other one is closer to Braeburn Glen Boulevard. But every time I go by there, it's in the same location. And so, you know, I turned it in. If they go by there and it's not there, I guess somebody does move it, but my wife does actually go through that street quite a bit, and she says she hasn't seen that car move.
So, call 311 again, or call District J, or both?
I haven't turned it into District J Patrol, but I did do it to 311, and I see CC David from Councilmember Pollard's office.
Rusayla?
Yeah. Actually, he doesn't even use his last name because most people mispronounce it. He says David Alexander.
Well, there's that car on Braeburn Glen, too, across from Don Hinkle. That car has just been sitting there for quite a while. Had the dead dog beside it that they didn't do anything about.
You know, I haven't turned in, although I've seen all those cars, but because of the construction, I don't know if people are just parking their cars there. And so I've been hesitant to turn in any cars on Braeburn Glen. And so...
I think that one on, that black convertible on Braeburn Glen, I think that's the one that used to park in the grass over there on Reamer. I think it's the same one.
We meet, the District J Patrol meets four times a year. There's been two meetings, so the next meeting will probably be next month. You know, I can bring it up. I can force them to listen to me and say, hey, look, District J Patrol is just not doing what they, you know, the street part. Like, you know, they say they can only address things on the street. Well, they're not doing that. You know, I get all those police officers mad at me, but then, you know, that's besides the point. But that's one of the reasons I don't use District J Patrol. One, you got to go look to make sure that they even took it in. Then you got to check to see if they did anything. And so that's a lot of extra work because you just reported it at 311. Because at least 311, it's there and they're going to let you know if it's closed or what happened or something like that. It may take longer, but District J Patrol, as far as I'm concerned, has not been affected. The Golfton storefront, you know, I should go talk to Sergeant Juarez and see if, you know, we still have that $1,000 that we voted to donate to them. I'm gonna make it a point to go talk to him and see if we can get him to help us again and, you know, give him that donation. I was hesitant because the new mayor wants to put every police out on the street, and there's only two storefronts left in the city. So, you know, I'm assuming that they would probably close the storefronts down. The way District J Patrol works is they actually, Councilmember Pollard uses, they get $500,000 that they can use for the district, and some of that money is used to pay them overtime to do, you know, those things that are called in. But I do know that not everybody's happy with them. So, you know, same thing with that trailer. I know we've reported that trailer that that Sherry's cars that's on Valley View and Nairn. I mean, they still park there. In fact, I saw one that was twice as large parked there just last week. Yeah, it's just that's frustrating that you keep pulling it in.
It tells that it has their company and their address and their phone number. And I sent that when I called in.
They told us, well, they told me that next time they saw it, they were going to throw it away. Well, obviously they didn't.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I saw that trailer one time, and I was going to report it, and I think the guy must have seen me, because then he moved it, put it somewhere else.
It would be easier if the people that live near there would report it, because I know that one of the persons that lives near there, he complained to me about it. I said, well, you need to report it. I said, I don't know why you would expect me to come drive here to see if it's parked there when you live right there and you could call it in as easy as I can. But they don't want to do that. In fact, yes, they are. In fact, I just, somebody called me about that somebody's trash can smells. And they asked, well, you know, I'm not sure what you want me to do about it. I said, have you talked to your neighbors? He goes, no. I said, you know, they live right next door to you. Are you afraid of them? He goes, no. I said, why don't you go talk to them? She says, well, it was fine until he put a trailer back there and people started living in the trailer. And I go, that I can do something about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I called that trailer in, and David Alexander contacted city attorney, and you know they'll work on making sure that the people that this trailer could probably stay there, but the people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, somebody told my wife that somebody's backyard is way overgrown and there's terrible smell coming from there, but they won't report it. And I go, you know, I'm not going to go over there and take photographs for them, and you know, they have to report it. And it's hard to get people to report anything. I mean, we're doing good if we can keep them off the yard and inoperable vehicles off the street.
Can they report anonymously or not?
You know, that in 311, you could, although, you know, by calling, you can tell them that you prefer not to give your name. On District J Patrol, they want you to put your name there, and if you go look to see who reported it, it tells them. Anybody that goes look can see who reported it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm not so sure if it's cared or they don't want to get involved, except they do, but they want you to do what they don't want to do.
Hmm.
And, you know, maybe because I've been in this neighborhood for so long, but we used to have block captains for every block. And that block captain was responsible for reporting all of those things. Because, you know, I know what's happening in my block. But, you know, I don't know what's happening everywhere else. Yes, David?
Yeah.
And so...
I bet we couldn't get block captains now. We can't get people to even go to come to the meeting. So...
It's a handful of people. But, you know, the main thing we have to worry about is on the Mahoney Street, make sure that they don't fill the second residence. If we find out that somebody's actually renting something, let the city know so they can stop it. You know, somebody doing mechanics work constantly, you know, there was one on Altamont that I reported some time ago, and they quit. But it's because I see it. But, it's somebody working in their car every now and then, changing the oil and something like that. But there's nothing wrong with that. But, work constantly working in other people's cars. Yes, there is.
I think there's one there across from Carol and Philip that is a business. It seems to me like there's always cars being worked on there. But
that's on Shuttlecraft?
Yeah. Across the street from them. I don't know who they are. I could ask Carol if that's a business.
If they are, they need to report it. The city will do something about that. In fact, there was something similar happened on the other side on Shadowcrest. Their neighbor reported it, I reported it, and, kind of stopped it. But the people that are noticing it every day are the ones that have to basically file the complaint.
Yeah.
Because, anything I say is hearsay. And so if they're not going to come out and say, yes, I'm the one that does that, it wouldn't do any good. And I tell them, look, even if we send them letters and we take them to court, you're going to have to testify. And if you're not willing to testify, why are we going to go through all that trouble? And that's the problem. Although, to be honest with you, you don't want to go to court too often. It gets very, very expensive. I don't know if you remember that we got sued. Once that lawsuit was settled, and it really wasn't against us. We have a lien on some property out there in wherever that lawsuit was coming from.
Or Clear Lake or somewhere, right?
Right. And the property owner was getting sued for failure to pay his property taxes. And because we had a lien on the property, it would affect our lien if they were to foreclose on the property because the property owner didn't pay. But the property owner paid the property taxes. So that got taken care of. So, that's another thing that happens with liens. If people don't pay the property taxes, and we have, I would say at least maybe five or more here in this neighborhood that are behind on the property taxes. It's kind of hard to ask them to pay their assessments when they're not paying their property taxes. And I know we're not going to collect
what does the county or the city do about that? Do they go after them?
A lot of it depends on the property. If the property is worth more than what they owe, usually it's HISD, because HISD is the one that has the largest tax base, and they're usually the ones that initiate the lawsuits on the foreclosures. But everybody else that collects taxes on the hospital district, the community college, the city, the county. There may be one more in there. They are all interested. They all have to become a party to it. So, because they're all entitled to property taxes. But normally, it depends on the value of the property. They can get their money back. Yes, they will. If the property is not worth as much as they owe in property taxes, they'll normally leave it alone because you foreclose on the property, it's yours. Then you have to maintain it.
You have to do something with.
Yeah. And so they don't want to maintain it. In fact, I've noticed that they haven't done anything with the property over there on the Civic Club, where the Civic Club building is. I don't think they've mowed it since we handed it over. And at some point, because they're not doing anything with the building will start deteriorating. People could go in, but, it's the city's problem now.
Sure.
Now, there is a presidential debate. Is there anything else you maybe, you know, I'll answer any of your questions, assuming I know the answer.
I have one question, but I don't want to keep dragging this on. Have you noticed that with the streets that are being repaired or being worked on Jason, they did everything. There was no place that wasn't done. And then as the streets continue to go closer and closer to the bayou, it seems like there's more and more sections that they don't change. And I just wondered, do you know anything about that?
No, they started replacing just the sections that basically needed to repair. I think, what do they call those? I forgot what they call those concrete sections. But they started replacing basically just the ones. And if the ones for the seat cushions are not in bad condition, they're not touching those. Because then they have to put back the seat cushions, and the seat cushions are about $5,000 on each one. So,
yeah.
I
well, on
that
our
also.
Street, on Ariel, they left a section, it's like two houses on the Gessner side of Rayburn Glen, and they said, oh, these had been replaced just recently, which I don't remember any of that ever being done. And there's cracks in the part that they didn't do. There's grass growing up in there. So I just wonder about what they're using as their criteria to skip things.
It's probably money, to be honest with you. They have $5 million, and they have to do all the streets, and they have to stay within that budget. Supposedly, and I'm not going to say any names, someone really got them mad to where they were really unhappy. And so...
I know who that someone is. And so I'm not going to name names either.
And I mean, I've heard this from the council member's office, and where they actually had to send them a letter saying, look, don't punish the entire community because of one person.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, I don't know if that's true or not, but, but you know, it doesn't make sense that you would want an apron on change. Oh, we lost Dean.
Dean, are you around? No.
Well, we'll just end the meeting.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Enjoy the presidential debate if you're going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to watch the debate. All right.
All right.
So, go ahead and leave.
All right.